Amar Halav on the base, but Mishnah. Hashalosh Averis Noshim Mises B'Shas Leilus on the street makes it three Averis, which would cause the death of a woman at the time of birth. B'Shas Leiluton, Moshe Enzi Hears from Nida B'Chala B'Lak is an heir. They're not careful with Mitzvahs of Nida, Chala, and Halak is an heir. They're crushing B'Shas Leiluton. What's specific about Shas Lidison? Gemara, Nida, my time. Why is Nida a ver which is punished at the time of Lida? She was not careful with the issues of where her dam comes out of. Now, she gets punished in that same place. That explains Nida. So how are you going to explain that Chal and Halakos and Er are punished specifically at the time of Leda? This person from the Galil explains in front of Reb Chista, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'yis dam nesati b'chem, I gave you, but put dam on you. That's the minimal amount of dam which causes life, is the V'yis of dam. Aliskit dam hizarti yischem. Russian says, for putting in dam into you, I also gave you halachos about dam, and that's the dinam nido. Rashis trusi yischem, I refer to Klaisel's rashis, and therefore aliskit rashis hizarti yischem. I warned you, I gave you mitzvah regards to rashis, mitzvah of chala. Neshama, Shernasati became Korean Nair, and the Shama is referred to as Nair. Aliske Nair, he's Artiskem. I gave you the mitzvah in regards to Nair. So I have three mitzvahs which correspond to three elements of the creation of man. Person has the basic life force, which is the Nefesh. He created the Amadreg of Rashis, which is the Cheshivas, some say it's referring to the Ruach, I'm not sure exactly the connection of that, and referred to as a Ner, which is the Neshama. Okay. If you keep these three mitzvahs, mutzvahs, therefore, that'll be great. Everything will stay where it's supposed to be. If you don't keep the three, I'm taking away the Neshama, and therefore the whole connection is going to fall apart. That's why these things are punished. So there's more going to bring a few different sayings which are out there. Maimer Hedyot, like a common idiom which says which would explain this situation. Each one with a little bit of an angle. So Rabbi says when the shore falls down, so it's getting old. It's time to shecht it. It's a big fight to get it down. They shecht it lying down, but it's down already. No, just hold it down and go from there. A woman's later is by definition a shechtas hakadosh. You don't have to bring her down in a sense, find a reason to punish her. If she's down already, it's much easier to punish. By Amr Tofis Tirus Amsa Bechad Mechatra Lahavi. If you have a situation where the maidservant has not been acting properly, she's not doing discharging her duties properly, so she has a lot of things she's done wrong, we wait to give her one big clap. So at the time of Yisrei Leda, which exist anyway, so we're giving a clap, so then we give a bigger clap. Rav Chista Omar, Shavka L'Ravya, Deminav She'Nofel, you don't have to pull down the shikr, he'll fall down himself. Okay? So as soon as a woman becomes pregnant, she's going to get to a situation where she's going to be in a tzedek zekana. So the Rosh Hashanah says, well, wait till then and see what happens and take care of it then. Rav Ruka Amar Raya Chagra, if you have a shepherd who's lame, Visa Rehiton, and the sheep and the goats are running. So he can't run after them, but he knows above Chutra, by the entrance to the Chutra, merely that's where he's going to have his camera. He's going to talk, when they come back for the food, they got to come back. They come back for the food, but they come back for the place for the corral to be corralled in. He will punish them for what they've done. Merely the means words, you know. We'll have a word with them. Rabbi Dori, Chushbeno, and by the gates of where you corral them, he'll make a cheshbon with them. So the sultan might not have the opportunity to make a claim against the woman in general, but she eventually is going to come back to this place and come back to a place situation where there is a sakana, and then he can make his claim. By the store where a person's buying, he has a lot of friends, brothers and friends, everybody's there to be nice to him. About Bizyoni, the situation of Bizoyan, lo yachi v'lo merachami. So there ain't no brothers there, there ain't no friends there. So we're here at a time of Sakana, so there's not always all of these various different schusim don't seem to be there to take care of her. The Mor says, okay, that's for women, the Gavri. So when is the man tested out to see, checked out and decided upon? When you go across a bridge, so in Shul they say, bridge ain't safe place, let's see whether he deserves to make it to the other side. Versus Gesher, Basuloi, that's the only way. So a person's very careful never to go over any bridges. He's safe, right? That's it. More Ema, more Ke'en Gesh. Any type of situation was similar to that of a Gesh. Okay. Rav would over b'mavro the Yosef Be'akim. Rav would not cross the river on the ferry which an Anju was sitting in. Omer Dilma Mifkad Le Dina maybe he deserves to get a punishment, and the ferry is a time of sakana, and his companion is somebody which deserves to be punished. And I will be chap together with him. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm together with somebody which I think might be punished. That's what you think, but that's not necessarily what Rav thinks. Right. But the thing the Moor's point, the Moor's going to say later on, it's also a person put himself in the situation of Sakana. So he held there was a potential of Sakana, whether she shouldn't put himself in the situation of Sakana. The Moor says, Shmuel, loy over elabimavar disbeyakim. Shmuel's thought process was the opposite. He could only ferry together with the goy. Why, Omer, sit in the betray umi, lo sholot. If the Jews are in the down, so the goyim are on the up. Right? So, mamonoshach. Either I have my own schus and I'm okay, or if the Jews are on the down, I'm in danger, but, you know, the goy is on the up, so I'm going to be saved together with the goy. Rabbiane bodik v'over. Rabbiane would check the boat and then go across. Rabbiane the made the Omer loylam ayamad adam b'makom sakana. Person should not be put himself in a situation of danger. Loymer osin lo neis, relying on the fact they'll do an ace for him. Kushema ain't osin lo neis. Maybe they won't do an ace for you. Vim osin lo neis, and if they do an ace for you, so that's going to be menachalom yischu yosav. That's going. Your person's going. That's going to reduce a person's chusim. Amr of Chanan, my crow, what's the pasuk which supports this idea? Katan to Mikola Chasadim and Mikola Emes. From all the Chasadim, I become lessened. Reb Zera b'yomer d'shusa loynofik lebeni dikla. The day which was very windy, very stormy, he would not go out in between the trees, the palm trees. He wasn't interested in being in a situation potentially where they could fall on him. And if he didn't fall on him, that would be there would be a reduction of his chusim, and he didn't want that either. Amar Yitzchak Pereda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo'ela Mirakash Adam Rachim Shlo Yechla. A person should daven, he shouldn't get sick. Shim Yechla, because a person is sick already, then Amar Loi, we say, the Shema, they say, Havei Schus, he potter. Now, it's the opposite. Not, why do you deserve to be punished? Why do you deserve to be saved? To bring a schus, and then you'll be relieved from your illness. So he becomes, the burden of proof now is upon him. So you should daven not to be in that situation. Amar. Amr Marukva, my crow, what's the positive for that? Ki Yipol, and I fail. When the knife falls down, Mimenu, now it's up to him. Mimenu Lahabi Raya, it's up to him to bring the proof. Turn the very Rishmo, the Rishmo sees the positive at a different point. Ki Yipol, and I fall, Mimenu. It's referred to as a knife. The faller will fall from there. Even the faller will fall from there. The person will fall from there. Ki Yipol, and I fall. The person doesn't make a mark around his roof. We're worried, concerned lest a person will fall from there. Why do you refer to him as a neifel? So, Roy Zalipo Meshesh Evarations. Shreloi Nofel Makasav Kare Neifel. He hasn't fallen yet, and the person puzzle refers to him as a neifel. Because it will happen that the Neufel will fall from there. He's not a Neufel yet. The Pastor refers to him as a Neufel before he's fallen. So apparently, in Shemayim, he's been designated as a Neufel already. There is, it means there's a discussion about each person's life, and this is the Bresha has a plan for this person. Maybe no. I mean, it's all part of the Bereshit, you know, the Bechir issue. But Bereshit knows that this is what's going to happen to every single point of the Bria. So that's a reality. But the Bereshit says, but you be in the situation, so you don't put up, you make sure you put up a marker that you shouldn't be the one who's going to fulfill this reality of this person dying. That should not be your school. That should be, not be in your cash. 6:10. What do we do? 6:12. What? 6:10. 6:12. You know. 6:06, isn't it? Okay. We'll have to hold it here.